Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. Everybody do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Football Thursday edition of the program. It's Three and Out.
Was it the Battle of the Buckeye State?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Battle for the worst city in the Union.
Can we get a
Detroit's not playing?
Can we get a maybe it's a you not quite so poo-poo trophy for tonight's game.
The Skyline Chili Bowl.
It is the Cleveland Browns and Odell Beckham versus...
He probably loves taking his dates to Skyline Chili before a big night.
Burrow and the Bengals.
Up top, right? Yeah, that was good. That was good. I mean, yeah. I'm going to hell, but it was good.
A little Taco Bell appetizer or Skyline Chili.
Okay. Oh, man.
Cut the check.
I don't know anything about Skyline, but the Taco Bell comment cut deep.
Does Skyline have, like, spaghetti in it, or am I just...
No, yeah, it's spaghetti. It's 100% true. It's cinnamon spaghetti.
Sounds
or cinnamon
fire.
Chili on top
sounds
of
spaghetti.
No, it is not,
absolutely disgusting.
No,
I've never had it, never
I had it once, and I was like, nope.
Midwestern delicacy. Y'all don't
know. Wait, I thought you did have it. Didn't I buy you a can, and you had to mix it with something?
That wasn't,
it
like,
wasn't
with
Skyline?
The spaghetti. Oh, okay. I think it was just the chili.
But that doesn't count. You have to go to the real thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, the whole thing, whenever you see it, it's got, like, cheese and spaghetti, and it just looks absolutely disgusting.
It's like shredded government cheese on top of 50-cent spaghetti noodles with their special chili.
Yeah, but the oyster crackers.
All right. Oyster crackers.
Really?
You can get those anywhere.
I think I had to drink the chili.
They hit different,
punishment.
Though.
I think you did. I know you did.
That would be Petro's name.
No, you had to put it in a smoothie, and you were like, the cinnamon and the chili is making this taste weird.
I know nothing about Skyline. I'm Skyline ignorant.
Yeah, I mean, it was mixing with strawberries and bananas. So obviously it didn't go ideal.
We're doing that thing where you and I talk about one thing, and they talk
This is the thing that breaks my brain. Like, I start to melt when we do this.
It's terrible radio.
It's probably frowned upon
really
in the industry.
I would say it probably is.
It's a bad start for intern Alex, who's also in the house today.
When do we care about the industry?
That's a good point. Breaking the mold since 2015.
Radio that doesn't sound like radio.
The deepest, darkest bit of AM radio. Also on FM 105.7.
Why do you people listen to us?
Knoxville.
Oh, I got the air conditioning fixed.
Yeah?
It went back out again, but...
Oh, yeah. Clutch.
But it's all right. Big shout out, God, for making it rain today.
Yeah.
Going to keep it cooler.
Nice and cool.
So hopefully it doesn't get too hot.
Big shout out, God.
Where's Cody Mack when you need him for the good God voice?
Hey, John. Nashville, I think.
Hey, John. This is God.
Hey, John.
I don't think that
it's Nashville.
The part
Nashville.
That's needed is going to get in until Tuesday.
Oh, no.
So I'm probably just going to go stay down at my parents' this weekend. It's a lot cheaper to raid their fridge than it is my own.
Hey, basement's always open if you need a place to stay.
I appreciate that.
I got an extra couch.
Might be a little closer, too. Just saying. That was nice of you, Will.
Yeah. I mean, it's my grandma's house, so it's not really mine to give up, but, you know, it's whatever.
Don't even have to run it by or anything.
Yeah.
So you... She lets me have friends over all the time.
Mm. Do you stay in the basement, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little basement bros. Sounds like a time.
You could be John C. Reilly. I'll be Will Ferrell. Yeah, we can build bunk beds. Bunk couches.
Bunk couches?
Dell, is that a power tool? That's my toothbrush.
There was a tweet by one of those 80s accounts that was like, you know, your sleepover stuff. And, man, that put me back into the memory machine.
The memory machine.
Had the original NES, the big tube television, the, like, I don't know, just a certain style of couch in the basement. And it had a Major League VHS and, like, three of the classic, you know. Nintendo is like, you're gonna play Nintendo games all night.
Like
only...
Major League the game?
No,
or the movie?
Major League the movie. It was
great,
like,
you're
gonna play Nintendo all night except for the break he took to watch Major League.
Big Vols tweets in, says, man, Will being the smartest guy on the show is odd. Skyline is great.
Every dog has his day. Or something like that.
I mean, I don't like noodles and cheese. So
broken clocks.
Kind of
yeah.
Squirrels and nuts and stuff.
Did you say you don't like noodles and cheese?
Correct.
You don't like noodles?
We've been over this.
You're not allowed to go to the basement.
He doesn't like
anymore.
Noodles. Not allowed. How do you guys not remember this?
Noodles don't even have a taste. Like, just
it's a texture.
It's a texture thing.
There are lots of. You can't find noodles whose texture you agree with?
I have yet to do so in my 26 years. Yeah, 26 years.
Have you tried al dente?
A while back, not recently.
Mm. Do you know what al dente is?
Somewhat.
I do.
The way he said a while back.
I'm about to flex my knowledge again.
Okay, well,
the softest type of pasta. You cook it longer to make it mushy.
It's the exact opposite. You undercook it so that it's a little bit stiffer. You guys are,
good try.
Like we said,
good job,
blind squirrel,
effort.
Broken clock.
Yeah.
So that's the lead story.
We'll try again
Jeremy
next
Pruitt
time.
Already building in excuses as to why the Vols aren't going to be good this year.
Whoa, hey.
Easy.
We just got started, man.
It's I don't know what day is it. Something Thursday.
On Vol calls, he didn't build in excuses.
Does it have a name?
Was it? Are you? It's just I said Football Thursday.
Okay,
you kind of nailed it. Uh-huh. What did he go on? I saw that he went on Feinbaum, but I was doing some work and so I paused it and he had this weird face, and I just left it up on the screen because I thought it was a funny face.
I just really start to see Twitter blow up after his Feinbaum appearance. The main thing that I noticed, and then Feinbaum did tweet this out. What he tweeted was, Vols coach Jeremy Pruitt tells us some of his players who will play early in the season haven't had the chance to block and tackle in live scrimmages due to COVID or contact tracing.
And that's an excuse to you?
It's the Navy thing all over again.
No, Navy chose not to tackle or hit. They had players at camp and couldn't tackle or hit because they didn't want to. This is different.
This is by no means the biggest thing to take out of that, but I constantly hear some people say contact and some people say contract tracing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of frustrating.
Did he say contract?
Paul's tweet said contact tracing.
Okay. Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
Contact.
Yeah. But.
But yeah, I hear contract a lot. I see tweets with the word contract a lot.
I went down a rabbit hole. I think I finally found the CDC link that says a close contact.
A close contract between two people.
A close contact is what we said. You have to be within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more.
Mm-hmm.
So I still go back to this question, which no one seems to have an answer for.
Mm-hmm.
Of how football players that don't live together are within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes.
I think a lot of them live together. Isn't that what they said? That's what Jeremy Pruitt said. He said our biggest problem has been roommates.
He said he did, yes. So that's definitely the biggest issue. What I wonder is, are they counting guys that are, you know, in the same position group? Or is it just, if it's just roommates and you, because he said that weeks ago. Why aren't they moving at? Like, why aren't they moving around?
I don't know.
In a kind of a related topic that we'll get into later, the Knoxville Health Department Board met last night, passed new restrictions right as Nashville was outed as completely hiding data from their public there. We'll get into all that later, but just to touch on one of the things that's happening on campus that I had no idea is, remember when they moved all those kids out of Massey?
Yeah.
They tested, and this is Chancellor Plowman was in the board meeting last night via Zoom. They tested every single student in Massey. Every single one. Just because they have community baths in Massey and they just wanted to see who had COVID, who didn't. 7% of the kids had it and had no idea they had it. They're going to now test another community-style dorm, community-style bathroom dorm, and see if it's better or worse. Then they're going to test another entire dorm of kids that have apartment-style bathrooms and see what the numbers are there. And they're wondering, and they're not sure why all the numbers are going up in the age group of 11 to 20. It's like, because you just tested a bunch of people that didn't even feel sick. She said all 7% of those people were asymptomatic. They tested an entire dorm. None of those people said, I feel sick. And then the numbers. So are we, like, did football players get caught in that? Are football players about to get caught in that? Are there football players in any of these dorms they're about to test? They're getting tested anyway.
No,
so
they can only live in the athletic dorm or off campus after their freshman year.
Like all the time or just during these COVID times?
All the time.
Okay.
I don't think a football player could live
in any other dorm.
No, they get athletic dorm
and they put some regular kids in the athletic dorm, so it's not the athletic dorm.
Right, yeah.
Right. Okay.
On a normal year, I would assume it's the same this year. But yeah.
And then
football players stay here or you get an off campus place.
And so
if I'm not mistaken.
If that was such a big deal though, like why didn't they get these guys their own room like immediately? Why didn't they do that 3 weeks ago?
Well,
They moved an entire dorm into hotels. They're doing this with everybody.
Maybe they didn't think they need to.
Football team?
Maybe they didn't think they need to. Why would you move everyone out of the dorm? Why wouldn't you leave just one person per room? Well, community-style bathroom, that makes sense.
I don't know. Yeah. Are they counting close contact, like everyone that's on a floor, if there's a community-style bathroom?
Maybe.
So I'm assuming that the athletic dorm is apartment-style bathrooms.
Are they
counting
everybody
that's in
new,
like a
so
pod?
I would think
is
so.
There like four?
That's what I don't. I don't know.
With...
Yeah, I don't know if it's like you walk in a door and then it's a split hallway and you got two on this side, two on that side. Do they share an HVAC? Do they share a big common bathroom? Do they each have a separate bathroom? I have no idea. Dave, you ever been inside the new one or seen it?
No. I lived in Gibbs the last year it was open.
R.I.P.
Yeah, we had.
That was apartment style, right?
It was two rooms, and the bathroom was in the middle.
Yeah.
But you'd enter from outside.
And that's two or four per apartment?
Four per apartment.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, there's off-campus housing where there's...
There were a few rooms that just had one person living there,
mm-hmm.
like Pig had
his own room. Right, right, right,
right. There's off-campus housing where it's, you know, six rooms. Everybody has their own bathroom, but they share a common area. So if all six of those guys are football players... And one guy gets a positive test, who they're testing
five or
three times
out.
A week.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have five sitting out?
Well, that would explain why you had, you know, six, seven, eight positive cases and
44.
Right, but some of those were injuries, so it was like 36 or 37 sitting out. It's been difficult, man.
But Pruitt says he has basically starters that need to, like, you know, suit up and start the game against
Chris Tweetin says
South
the athletic
Carolina.
Dorms are two-man rooms with their own bathroom. Each have their own bathroom.
Then it's got to be the off-campus roommates that are more of a thing, unless they're counting. I don't know. I mean, it's right here. I tried to go through the Knox County Health Department because that's the question we get all the time. Why is Knoxville worse than, you know, Columbia, South Carolina? Is Knoxville worse than Lexington, Kentucky? Is Knoxville worse than
Gainesville?
Exactly.
The answer is no. In general.
I mean, I don't think they count a close contact differently than the CDC. I got to the CDC. They eventually just link out to the CDC. They don't have anything on their website about a close contact being anything different. But one of the people in the meeting last night did say, well, with a college student, when we contact trace, they usually have 15 to 20 close contacts, whereas just a regular person in the community may only have five or six.
Well, I mean, if you go to a party, you're close contact potentially with 50 people. So, of course, the average is going to go up. I'd hope these guys aren't partying.
I guess, but yeah, that
last
should be a problem.
Last night on
with football.
Calls, Fulmer and Pruitt were like, our student athletes have done a great job.
This isn't going to shock anyone, but I haven't checked on this recently. But last time I talked to the Department of Health, which I believe those rules are still in place,
mm-hmm.
I tested positive.
Yeah.
My roommate, living with me the entire time, never tested positive. But based off the Department of Health, he was supposed to quarantine, but he was not supposed to end his quarantine until 14 days
after your 10 day, right?
Yeah, after my quarantine ended. So if they're still using that same logic for the football players, they're never going to get to practice.
Well, I don't think they are because they're able to keep testing.
It's not 14 after the 10. It's, I think, 14 after the positive test, though.
I was only 10 after a positive test.
No, this is for the contact tracing. It's 14 for anyone. You know, if you and me are roommates, I test positive. I've got 10 days. You've got 14. Can't explain it, but that's what they're doing.
So it's not a doubled up? It doesn't. It's not your 10 and then plus 14?
No. Guys are not missing. Okay. I mean, that'd be 24 days.
Yeah, there was a whole thing about that. Back when. Not with the football team. Just
No, I remember that one, yeah. But no, the football team's 14 from the positive of the roommate or whatever.
Okay.
The close contact.
Well, that would make sense if you quarantine them immediately, and that's kind of what the way the CDC site writes it. It says the term close contact is defined as someone who was within 6 feet of an infected person for at least 15 minutes, starting from 2 days before illness onset, or for asymptomatic patients 2 days prior to specimen collection until the time the patient is isolated. So once you're isolated, it doesn't make sense to have the person who may or may not be sick. But the thinking was, well, they still might not get sick for 13 more days or 10, you know.
Right.
And then they need the 10 days after that. But I don't know. I don't understand why our football program would have more trouble with this than any other in the South.
Maybe because we're being honest. Just throwing that out there. Like, I'll give Jeremy Pruitt credit. He's been frustrated, but I actually believe that he's following every guideline that's been given to him. I don't know that I could say that for every other coach in the SEC.
Didn't the LSU athletic director say that Ed Orgeron was a little too transparent when he said most of the team has had COVID-19?
Did he say that? Quote.
He's a little too transparent with that comment.
Well, yeah, because he probably saw that Dan Wolken ran with it, but who cares? It's Dan Wolken. More on that later.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Fulmer did say on Volcalls last night that Tennessee is almost at the end of the, I guess, COVID-19 woes. As far as guys missing practice, like they're almost out the other side of the tunnel here. So what did Pruitt say on Feinbaum exactly? Just that they've had a lot of guys miss practice and that some guys haven't been able to tackle because they've missed practice?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying
there's been some guys that I think for training camp have not.
I'm just saying, if a guy
tackle.
Misses 28 days and 20 practices, that's not an excuse. That's just reality.
Some of his players who will play early in the season haven't had a chance to block and tackle in live scrimmages due to COVID or contact.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike. You never really forget how to do it.
Okay.
Tell that to the sailors.
I mean,
midshipmen.
I agree with you on knowing how to do it. It's just. You're not going to be riding in the Tour de France, you know.
I mean, Ben.
Just saying, this is SEC football. Like, you might remember how to block and tackle, but it's a little different than a big SEC game.
Big Ben said it felt like he got in a car accident because he took a year off. So, I mean, and that's Big Ben. So, just imagine
He's
what a...
He's 38 years old, Will. That's not the best argument.
Big Ben is indestructible.
He missed his entire season
last
year.
He's literally the opposite. He is super destructible. He's hurt every year.
He had one possession, and they had
but
to
he's
put
never
a giant
injured.
Sleeve
he's just
on
hurt.
His-
It was just a jacket coat sleeve.
He did roll his ankle on his first drive.
His elbow, and they had to pull the. Did you see the video when they pulled the stitches?
The scar was kind of gnarly.
Why would I watch the nasty stuff?
So that you would learn that he's not
indestructible. In the middle of the football game, that's why I watched it. It's the only reason I watched it. It was on the television during the game. They showed a clip of it.
Big Ben, antithesis of indestructible. He is a warrior, though. I'll give him that. Plays hurt.
I just need to distract from Nate's terrible Tour de France. What do you call it?
Metaphor? Sure.
Purdue.
Yeah.
I've not had one that bad.
That was like. No, that sounded like a question at the end of it, but also like an elongate metaphor. It was like a golf swing and a question at the same time. Metaphor? I don't.
Yeah, I wasn't that worried.
Do you really
about,
think that's an excuse? I mean, Butch Jones saying none of my team's flown west of the Mississippi in 20, like that's an excuse. That's just bogus junk. This is real.
I won't use excuse, but I do think it should wake Vol fans up to really temper their expectations early in the season.
I will not.
I need to know how many South Carolina players have been out. Like it doesn't matter if the playing field's level, then it doesn't matter.
I did read something last week. Muschamp said they had like 3 or 4 guys out in his practice, which is interesting. I think that was 3 or 4 that tested positive. They seriously might not be doing contact tracing at what's the SEC guideline for contact tracing, or are they?
Zero. Neil.
Okay.
Their problem.
That's what South Carolina's doing. That's what South Carolina's doing. Hate those guys.
I was going to have this awesome article from the state that was going to tell me how many guys have missed a scrimmage.
You got to pay to read it?
Yeah, I'm not paying for that, bro.
Did you see that Muschamp might be naming a quarterback by Friday? Friday?
Did you tease that yesterday and we never talked about it?
Yeah, you guys derailed me.
I'm sorry. Wait, he's going to name a quarterback by next Friday?
Yep.
The day before the game.
Can't give out any scouting information. Well, I mean,
who are our options? Is it Doty and Helinski?
Doty's out. He's brand new. He's
Doty is out. No, it's Helinski and
Colin Hill.
Hill, the transfer from Colorado State that came with Mike Bobo. Yeah.
Doty's their Harrison Bailey.
Muschamp said that of the first 6 offensive possessions in the scrimmage, 5 were touchdowns. So is South Carolina's offense good or is their defense bad?
Probably, hopefully, the defense is bad.
If that offense is scoring 5 out of 6, I'm going to say the defense is pretty bad. So there's some optimism.
Ryan Helinski said the goal with the Mike Bobo offense is to light up the scoreboard.
It's fine.
If Mike Bobo runs up,
I haven't even gotten there. I haven't even thought about it.
It's about time to start thinking about it.
We're no.
A week and 2
no,
days.
No, I'm not
away,
even going to entertain the thought. I know exactly where I'll go if it were to happen. I don't need to just sit here and think about it. I'm just going to be screaming his name all night on voluntary reaction.
Do you just need to buy Burger King before VR and maybe eat it if things don't go well, but then if they do go well, you just trash
you just
it? Like how's that work?
Well, before VR, the game would, be over. So if I'm on my way over here and we're losing, I'm probably just going to swing by Burger King.
Okay.
Preemptive purchase. But he can
I'm not buying it before the game.
Yeah, if we're up 21 on the way over here.
I'm just going to drive by, take a picture, and say, not tonight, King.
What do we say to death?
Not today. Not today.
But if it's,
just thinking about
it. If it's tied, what do you do if it's tied?
Pray. DoorDash to the station.
Yeah, just have a delivery.
Or any other delivery service, cut the check.
Cut the check.
They probably spent all their money with the NBA. It might be out.
That's true. I don't know that they even need to advertise right now. Maybe there's a new one.
They probably don't.
These are breaking.
I saw the NFL
start one
had
up.
An official, food delivery service. I don't want to give them free pub, but it's like insert name here. The official delivery.
Yeah, that's
sponsor
how
of the NFL.
That's how sponsorships work.
Yeah. We got some new ones coming up. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it. I'm going to read everything that Pruitt said on Feinbaum to see if it's as negative as Davey's trying to make it out to be.
This is an older article. This is from 10 days ago about South Carolina. They had 4 players test positive, and that resulted in 12 players absent from practice because of the contact tracing.
Okay.
It says close contact with someone who has COVID-19 has resulted in a 14-day quarantine.
This is South Carolina?
For players at programs across the country.
Oh.
So, it's
is that an NCAA thing?
No, it's just the CDC thing, so everybody's doing it.
Is everybody doing it?
Probably not.
Is Kirby Smart doing it?
No.
No.
And definitely not Nick Saban. It says that, it points out LSU's offensive line, was down players. Auburn had the, and then, of course, Tennessee canceled the scrimmage and talks about their 44 players out. And it incorrectly says due to COVID-19 cases and exposure, which Pruitt threw in the injured people too.
Pruitt says the 40 or 50 guys that were out at practice last week, those numbers have dramatically declined over the last couple of days. So we're getting guys back.
Don't take this the wrong way.
We're feeling good.
Because things can overlap and not be, relate to each other. But including your injured guys and saying we have 44 guys out, it's that's kind of the stuff that Butch Jones used to do. Like, I haven't heard any other coaches be like, yeah, we're missing 50 guys.
I think his just overall 15, point was this: how many? This is how many guys missed practice.
15 or hurt, you know. But yeah, I don't. Of course, then people ran with it with the wrong headline, but saying they all had COVID.
No, yeah, ESPN. But if you got 44 guys out, you got 44 guys out.
The part that was different than Butch Jones is he then followed it up with, and gave specifics. So we only have 7 or 8, you know, with COVID.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's even quotes from Muschamp talking about the contact trace. So they're doing that. I don't know if it's the same, but they're doing that at South Carolina as well. So hopefully, it's at least an even playing field. But
hopefully,
I mean, whatever the fix was, they need to have done it already because now we're within 2 weeks, obviously. And I don't remember which coach it was, but they said recently, like, hey, anybody that gets a COVID now, I mean, you're out week one. You know,
yeah.
So. That's where we are in the timeline at the moment. We'll come back.
Bubble.
I mean,
bubble them up.
Need to get these kids in their own dorm room, in their own apartment.
Hazmat suit.
I don't understand why that wasn't done 3-4 weeks ago.
How much is an orange hazmat suit?
Welcome back to 3 and Out Thursday edition of the program. Some other news came out of Tennessee yesterday. Players on the move. Into the transfer portal goes Jackson Lowe, tight end. David Ubbin tweeted, Tennessee tight end Jackson Lowe has entered his name into the transfer portal. Lowe is a 4-star signing in the nation's number 12 tight end of the nation. He made fun of himself for that redundancy later. In the 2019 class, Lowe's name no longer appears on Tennessee's online roster.
Good thing we're doing really well at the tight end position. We've got plenty of depth there.
There was a local report that Austin Pope may be out for the season.
It was another radio host. It wasn't somebody that covers the team, so we'll see.
How does anyone cover the team right now? Really?
Well, I'm just saying there's people that talk to the coaches and there's people that, you know, reporters are reporters, radio hosts are radio hosts. We talk about that a lot here. So I just wanted to make sure we were clear about where that was coming from.
Ooh, I got Jackson Lowe's comparison from the 247.
Yeah.
Recruiting site.
Kittle or Kelsey?
Kyle Rudolph. He's projected a day 3 draftee.
Some big news.
Was 341st in the 247 Sports Composite. Sean Brown was a 3-star in the same class, but he's 809th overall.
Yeah, we. The good thing about tight end.
Did he just answer an in the break question on the show?
Yeah, he did.
About Sean Brown?
I think that was okay, though.
I made the comment of we got a lot of depth at tight end.
Well, the nice thing about tight end and other offensive skill positions is you get to pick who you put out there on offense. Like, on defense, you know, you got to have 2 corners that can cover people. On offense, if you don't have any tight ends, you don't really have to use them at all.
Sean Brown also has a comp. Okay. Red Ellison. New York Giants. Was there? I don't know if he's still there.
Can we just throw out an extra offensive lineman at the tight end spot?
Sure. Yeah, that's what I mean.
We should absolutely do that.
Day 3 guy for Sean Brown.
We've been training all these big Wildcat running backs. Let's go back to Fulmer had a stretch there where they went I form with no tight end. 3 receivers I formation.
Sure.
Who's our most athletic offensive lineman?
Wanye? No.
You can't move your left tackle.
No, yeah. That's a good point.
Jameer Johnson used to be kind of the small guy that always needed to put weight on.
I mean, they had Bumpus to where they moved him from tight end to offensive line at times, but
isn't
he's pretty much on the defensive side. Yeah, so that's not really.
I thought he came in as a receiver to tight end to D end.
Bumpus?
Yeah.
Just keeps,
I don't know,
eating his way up the depth chart.
Cross training.
I mean that in a good way. What? That's another thing.
You just called Bumpus fat.
Used to do. No, I called him strong.
Mm.
Bumpus is a fat name, though. Like, he would be so much better if he was a fat guy.
Bumpus.
I mean, he is an defensive lineman now, so he's at least a big guy.
Well, this comp on Sean Brown.
He's a D1 college football player. He's
right.
A big guy.
Big guy, yeah.
Big physical athlete with size and growth potential. Shows up well on the film at tight end, defensive end, and could even grow into an offensive tackle.
Mm.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Can you look up Jacob Warren? Former Admiral.
Yeah, I can.
Does he have a recruiting profile?
He does.
Yeah, he was a 3-star.
Mm. Missouri will be without 12 players for the season opener against Alabama.
That's going to get great.
It's going to bode very well for them. He doesn't have a comp, Will. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean,
he's a one-of-a-kind player.
I'm taking a step back on my betting this weekend because I already have some bets in. I placed in the NFL from 2 weeks ago when the lines were going to, you know, I could tell they're going to move. So with my bookie, I'm like kind of going to slow play this weekend with college, but when the SEC comes back, I'm really going to want to jump on those, but that type of news, I feel like, makes it just a lot of landmines out there.
Yeah, I was looking at the college football lines for this week. I don't feel very comfortable at all, especially on my bookie. They haven't put anything out for next weekend, but I will say they have been getting the lines out earlier than I thought they did last year for the NFL, and I've usually just been putting a lot of bets like a week ahead. Now, obviously, there's the opportunity that somebody gets hurt, but
right.
I mean, like the Ravens opening up at like -5 against the Texans, like that line's already shifted to, I think, like -7.5.
I think that was the one I noted like immediately. I was like, poof, easy money.
Well, with college, it's going to be, with how secretive these guys are, it's going to be crazy because you're going to have some of that news, like the Missouri thing. It's like, oh man, maybe Alabama will
cover
easily.
Yeah, that gives me the confidence now to bet on Alabama.
But then,
money line.
Hardy, har, har.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
they're going to win.
But, you know, you might all of a sudden be like, oh, the whole Alabama quarterback room's out. They're going to have to play Wildcat the whole game, and they win by 10. You know, like, I don't know. Weird stuff can happen.
Well,
it burned us on Texas State last weekend. Starting quarterback
out. Yesterday was the day, right? Like, anybody who tests positive from yesterday forward is going to miss the first game. Correct? It was 10 days?
Mm.
You test positive, you're out 10 days? I'd stop testing.
Insider tip on Texas State, that was their second string that went out. Their starter was actually out week one with COVID. The second string just played really well, then went out after he won the starting job.
Went out what?
With an injury.
Oh.
But they didn't announce that until 12 o'clock for a...
12 o'clock start.
Yeah, I mean, I get a message from Davey on Twitter as I'm like about to coach my kid's ball game and... I think it was a 3 o'clock game, right? It's like happened at noon. Great.
I think I even sent the alert sign to you.
No, it was bad.
It's like, Nate.
COVID.
Who Spavital got this week? Because I know that's what everyone's wanting to know right now.
Miami.
No, that's
Louisville, right?
Yeah,
that's the big game. Miami and Louisville.
Yeah, who does Spavital?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
That might be off.
Why can I not remember Louisville's head coach? Satterfield.
Yeah.
Spavital, Satterfield.
I'm excited to watch him. They put him on ACC Network last week, and it was Tyson Helton versus Scott Satterfield.
I think Western Kentucky plays Liberty this week, and Western Kentucky's a 14-point dog.
We wanted to know who Spavital has.
Yeah, but I'd have to look that up. I'm just giving you what I remember off the top of my head.
What are we talking about?
Alex, write down everything Davey does, and then put the not equal sign before it. Like, don't do, or the circle with the slash through, that works as well. Just, you know.
I've carved out my own path, Alex. It's hard for a lot of people to do that. Somehow I still have a job, so I don't know. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What?
Jeremy Pruitt said of the players that have not had a chance to block or tackle, we've got to be creative as a staff to present that to them in a controlled environment leading up for the next 10 days.
I'm telling you, we're contact tracing worse than other people. Blocking and tackling is not a close contact.
I don't think they're calling it that.
That's what he's saying. We have to do it in a way to make sure that like we don't pass COVID around.
No, I think he's talking about the people who currently have missed time. How do they do that in a controlled environment?
Is he saying so they don't get hurt?
Probably.
Okay.
Got to slowly ease them back into it.
Yeah. I would imagine. Like, I mean, everybody else has been blocking and tackling. You haven't done it yet. Hey, go out there, and then you get run over.
Can't afford any hamstring injuries.
That's true.
Shut up.
I don't think that was a joke about you pulling your hamstring while golfing at Wind River. I think that was just in general.
I'm old.
Yeah, it's more of just kind of what we've seen so far.
No, I just did. I don't.
You
like
tore your hamstring while golfing?
I didn't tear it. I just tweaked it.
He just pulled it.
That'd be miserable.
I mean, he couldn't play the back nine. He had to quit halfway, but.
Was it worse than your back injury?
No. 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 No.
I can't imagine you,
Say it.
Just like, you know.
Say it.
Playing middle linebacker or something.
You'd be like Sean Lee.
Oh, this show just took an awesome
turn.
Was that
not the weirdest?
He's already out again. Yeah,
Sean Lee's out. Wait, and I think it was Cam and John. They're like, did he play in the game? I don't remember him playing. They're like, oh no, he didn't play in the game either. But he's out.
He just hurt again.
It's been like an all time classic of just people who get injured got injured again. Like James Conner injured,
Big Ben
perfectly fine.
Le'Veon Bell
injured.
Everyone on my fantasy team.
You really did pick a who's who of the injured list after week one.
It really wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I need you to help me set my lineup, Nate.
Yeah, I see. When you have all bad players, there's not much the lineup.
I have Lamar Jackson.
I do have Tyler Boyd. I'm leaving him in the lineup tonight.
Lamar Jackson had a good week one.
Because Cleveland stinks.
I got a problem. I'm trying to determine if I should start Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers.
This show is just ADD like crazy this morning.
That's true. I don't know. It's fun. We'll come back. Final segment. Hour number one, I'll try and help these guys with their fantasy lineups off the air.
I don't want any help.
Because I'm sure
yes, I do.
No one wants to hear that. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
Come over here.
Final segment, hour number one, is brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They've got over 30 locations right here in East Tennessee ready to serve you. You can earn more with You Choose Rewards just by using your debit card. Just use it as credit with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, and you can earn rewards right there. You can even manage your cards in the app with the Control My Cards feature. You are on the cutting edge with technology, and the customer service is out of this world with the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union. Every experience I've ever had with them has been pretty much perfect. I'm trying to even think. I mean, I'm sure if there was an issue, they would fix it immediately. And just can't say enough good things about the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union. All your banking needs, they've got you covered. Free checks. They've got locations all over. App banking, mobile banking, through the website as well. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out, has been for a long time, and we'd love for you to become a member. And if you are a member, just tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring us right here on 3 and Out.
Bear has informed me that Trey says the SEC contact tracing protocols are standard across the board.
Okay.
To which I say, excellent. I also would say I would not put it past half the coaches in the SEC to lie their behinds off to make sure that they reduce the amount of contacts a positive case would have, been in close quarters with.
The winners of the conference?
Just a hunch. I would probably just the dirty, rotten scoundrels.
So the winners.
Who don't care about the health and safety of the student-athlete. Man, we've said it all along. It's going to be a weird season. It's going to be tough to judge and predict. There's going to be guys that miss. Maybe Tennessee got most of their cases out of the way. Maybe now they can go full bubble. Maybe we can be close to full strength in week one and maintain it through the season. But I don't know. I mean, we know that in the past there have been some coaches who get, I don't want to say buddy-buddy, but maybe the opposite with their team doctor. And they kind of, can this guy play? Probably shouldn't play. Can he play? Wink, wink. If your job depended on it, could he play? Wink, wink. Just saying. Kirby Smart always finds his golf ball in the wood. You think he's going to tell the truth about how many guys a positive case on his team came in contact with? I would say probably not. Ebbs and flows. Just get ready for it.
Yeah, what's weird is I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if, I mean, LSU, you got Ed Orgeron saying most of their guys already had it, and then we've got Tennessee having guys that have never had it being out two different stints of 14-day quarantine. And I guess that's I know in the community, and we talked about this in the break, the 24-day thing is a deal. I'm assuming that it's different for the football players because they can get retested. So as they quarantine for their 14 days.
Yeah, what they said was 14.
So as they quarantine for their 14 days, they can still go in and get their test. That way,
three days a week, they're getting tested. And maybe more if you are in quarantine.
So, I mean, you could have, you know, if it's 3 days a week and you quarantine for 6 weeks, or, I mean, excuse me, for 2 weeks, you could have six tests. So if you have six negative tests over 2 weeks, like, it makes sense to send you back
surely
to the practice field.
And I'm assuming if you're...
Because that's the incubation time. They say it's 2 to 14 days.
Okay.
So if I've been around, if I've had a close contact with somebody, and now I'm negative over the next 14-day period, I should be back in action.
Right.
And according to what you're saying, somebody, Bear sent you about what Trey said, that's standard across the SEC. So that's good.
What's not standard is...
how you enforce the rules. And that's
truth.
It's the same way at all schools. I mean, we've complained about that with, like, you know, Florida for years. Like, Tennessee might drug test their guys. Or I've heard Georgia, when Mark Richt was at Georgia, Georgia fans complained about this all the time. They're like, our school is stupid. There's the NCAA drug test, which everybody knows is coming and everybody kind of prepares for. But at Georgia, we might test guys when they come back from, you know, spring break, or test guys when they come back from a day off of class or whatever. No other school does that. They make sure their guys know when to be clean for the mm-hmm. test, or make mm-hmm. sure, you know. And even when they get popped, Georgia would always complain about Florida. Not so much Tennessee, but it's like, you know, Florida has guys test positive all the time, and they just count it as a, well, that's just strike one, and we'll talk to them, make them run some stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's the school test, not the
conference
or NCAA. So that's always been a thing. Even if the rules are the same, they can be enforced or applied differently. And now we wonder what, you know.
Well, that's why I was wondering if once we get into the season, you know, let's say Friday, a player tests positive. Does the Friday test result go to the SEC to make the call for the next day? Like, are they going to want to see that before a game day? Like, during fall camp, I'm imagining they're saying, all right, we're going to let you guys do your fall camp, just operate under these guidelines, but the day before the game, is the SEC going to say, I want to see all the test results from yesterday?
I doubt it.
And then they're going to, like, look over the contact tracing?
I doubt it, because unlike the NFL, where the commissioner is, like, his own thing, when you say the SEC is just the conglomerate of the schools. Which I guess that's similar, but in the NFL, there's more motive to keep everything fair and equitable. And in college, that's part of our problem, right, is that you got different – everybody kind of doing their own thing. I guess Greg Sankey could want that, but I don't – but if the schools don't really want it, if they'd rather just do their own thing and not have to deal with it, then they'd just kind of say, no, be quiet, we got it. And I doubt they'd want to do extra work.
Naturally.
But it's going to be weird. I mean, it's weird anyway. Game day comes around, and, I mean, all the way back to Butch Jones, and it's continued with Jeremy Pruitt, and it happens at other schools too. This isn't a knock on anybody, but because college football programs can keep everything so in-house, we'll get to game day and be like, oh, yeah, this guy had an ankle this week. No one really knew about it, but mm-hmm. he's not playing today. It's like, wait, what? Our starting star's out because his – ankles hurt? No one knew about it?
That's why I was surprised Missouri was like, yep, we're going to be without 12 guys. Like, you're kind of at the point now where that – I mean, they didn't give names, obviously, but you're kind of at the point now where that information is useful to the other team.
And didn't somebody at least suggest that they might even already know the fate of Cade Mays, but they're not telling anybody? And then I thought, mm-hmm. well, if that's true, did they not tell Trey Smith either? Because if he's doing it – knows he's going to be cleared, that's an incredible acting job. If he knows he's not going to be cleared, that would explain why he got so angry. Or does the staff not tell any of the players so that even they don't know? Like, it's weird.
Well, no one's watching practice, so it's not like, you know.
It's like spy stuff out here. I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
hey, Trey, we got Cade cleared. What we need you to do today
is go off on the NCAA.
Is pretend.
Interesting.
I feel like players would enjoy that. All right, I got you, coach. Watch this.
Might set them up
They're
for
just
some
sitting around pushing that paper and drinking that coffee.
Commercial
and,
deals down the road.
I don't know. Yeah.
Very
Trey
marketable.
Could, Trey could take, make a ton of money on the name, image, likeness. Too bad he was a little too old.
He's got an extra year if he wants it.
Nah, that's true. This year doesn't count.
All right. Well, wait and see.
When is the last test before the game? It's not Friday, right? Like
I thought. It, yeah,
they can't get the results back.
I thought they were testing like Sunday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, they might. They might normally, but I don't think the.
And I think they're doing rapid tests the Friday before.
Oh,
I think. I don't know.
So what happens on Friday afternoon? Hey, we don't even have enough. We have 19 eligible players. Like we can't.
Yeah, man, that's the whole thing. Like, you're joking about it, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you get one positive on a Friday and you're on the bus to the airport, you got to pull that guy off the bus, and then you got to do the contact tracing before everyone else gets on the plane. If he's on the bus with the team, is that the whole bus?
Then you got to change the schedule. You can't be testing on Friday when you play games on Saturday.
Why? You want the most recent, up-to-date test.
Right.
What do you mean change this? Why would you? I mean, that's the whole idea. You don't want to send a COVID positive to another stadium and put another team at risk.
Mm. Well, the health department's all worried about all these people that are going to come in for these Tennessee games.
Every segment, you're going to just revert back to that. I thought you said you were doing your own podcast on that.
I'm going to have to. People want to hear it. But
can I be on?
It's a big part of sports. Sports was referenced.
What would you add?
Multiple times.
Funny jokes. Well-timed commentary.
Well, and the other thing is the entire meeting was about partying on the strip.
So everything different than what we do here. Okay.
Is all, you know, all intertwined with students and football players. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Was it Arkansas State that said they had like 14 guys out as they beat Kansas State? They had to push their game back. Did you guys not see
this? The next game?
Yeah.
Wait, they had 14 out in the win?
Yeah. They beat Kansas State without like 14 guys, and now they've moved the game they had coming up this week like back a week because they, you know.
I mean, I keep seeing a lot of games that are postponed, and I can't keep track of who's had issues where, like the Virginia Tech. I know Baylor and Houston, I think, had to schedule a game because their opponents canceled on each other. Mm-hmm. So it's making things interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's definitely going to be, you know, you're right, Houston. It's going to be a thing that right up until every game time, how many guys are playing, how many guys are playing for the other team, what's that look like? And we still don't know from the SEC what their willingness is to move a game, move a conference game.
I'm also interested to see by the time we get to game 10, how many players missed how many games for each team. That might be a pretty good telltale as far as honesty.
It's going to be the reverse of
Clemson's
what I was
going to win.
It's going to be the reverse of what I always say about the NFL. The teams that wins the Super Bowl usually have the fewest injuries. College football might be the team that's going to be the best at the end of the season.
Has had the most overall cases
Yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll kick off hour number two. Stick with us right here on Fan Run Radio.